Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Briggs. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Clyde juggles the ball. That's an error on Clyde. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Kuiper scores. Manning moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Remy moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Briggs reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Burleson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. Verizer bunts towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briggs scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards the mound. Clyde settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cage strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy pinch runs for Butch Hobson. Jim Kern now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Hancock pinch hits for George Scott. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.